Give me your view of that merger and how it might affect people who get prescriptions from TRICARE.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me on this afternoon. We are at Express Scripts very excited about the potential merger with Medco Health Solutions. Currently, we deliver a low-cost, high-quality benefit for the TRICARE program. And I would even mention over the life of the contract that we have competitively bid and won, we have delivered over $1.4 billion in terms of additional savings above and beyond what we bid in terms of performance guarantees. We actually believe that this merger with Medco will accelerate those savings in the future for in terms of better clinical programs, better clinical outcomes, better health outcomes, and lower, hopefully lower drug costs. I mean, anyone who suggests this merger will raise costs is misguided in terms of the fact that the Department of Defense and the TRICARE program gets what you would call preferred pricing under the federal supply schedule. So it's really not an issue in terms of pricing in the contract. You know, I would also say that the Department of Defense, what they're really concerned about is the ability to have competition compete for these contracts. The last time I believe that this contract went out for bid, there were four other bidders, including Express Scripts. It might have been three, including Humana, CVS, United. I would note that Medco was not one of those bidders. And the Department of Defense has said as recently, I believe, as last week to media that they expect to get a similar number of competitive bids the next time they send this out or even more.
So it, in your view, it doesn't come down then the next time this is out for bids to just you in the event you merge with Medco. It's not just a matter of you versus CVS Caremark.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely.
What ultimately, though, whether you merge or not, what ultimately is the outcome for the person who is going to, however they get their prescriptions, through the mail or at a local pharmacy or a big chain or wherever, what's the ultimate outcome? What difference does it make to the person getting that prescription filled?
Well, for the current contract, it really doesn't make, in the short term, any change whatsoever. But the combined Express Scripts, you know, Medco merger, we're not just combining our facilities, we're combining our clinical capabilities. And the goal and hope behind it is that the sum will be greater than its parts and will lead to better care coordination, more clinical services and offerings for beneficiaries.
One of the things that the representative of the National Community Pharmacists Association pointed out yesterday is a desire for more transparency on maximum allowable cost limits. What are you doing in the realm of that transparency, and why is more transparency there either a good or a bad idea in your view?
So first, let me start with the fact that the Department of Defense and Express Scripts, as their pharmacy contractor, pharmacy benefit manager contractor, has a totally transparent model and a totally transparent contract. Pharmacy networks in our, you know, retail pharmacies in our networks do not have their providers in our network. Our relationship is not with them. It is with the Department of Defense, and we have a totally transparent contract with them.
What overall should people be thinking about, or does this even matter to Mr. or Mrs. TRICARE recipient in the event that this merger goes through and the next time this comes around? Or is this just such a far-off thing that maybe it's not something that needs to be on the radar screen of the average TRICARE customer right now?
So I would start with the fact that nothing in terms of the current contract and the services that the department has contracted with Express Scripts to provide will change. That is a floor. I mean, I would assume that going forward, the merger, to the extent that it adds clinical capabilities that weren't there before, an ability to better manage care, complex care, such as patients with multiple sclerosis and the like, it actually has the ability to enhance patient care. But with respect to costs and with respect to network and access, no changes.
I appreciate the answers about TRICARE, and I'm curious, while I have you on the line, Mary Rosado's Vice President of Federal Government Affairs at Express Scripts, what are some of the other things that are on the radar screen of a company like yours at this point in time and when it pertains to the federal government?
Well, I mean, I think that the biggest thing on our horizon is that with whether you're looking at health reform, the Affordable Care Act, or, you know, Department of Defense, et cetera, the government is a large payer of healthcare services, and they're looking for value. They're looking for lower costs. They're looking for better health outcomes. One of the reasons we think this merger is very strategic, you know, in terms of in the future being able to deliver that not only for the Department of Defense, but also for other healthcare programs, whether they're funded by the federal government or the states.
I appreciate
it. It really is the opportunity to try to, you know, enhance our capabilities on the clinical side and to deliver value and lower costs.